computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Come on, Eileen. Come on, Ken.
I'm sorry. I'm uploading our audio archives, by the way, if you missed any part of this unbelievably compelling show.
Except for the first segment.
Except for the segment where I wasn't here.
Right.
Actually, the audio archives are already posted for this show. Not every show, but as many shows as we can. Like last week, we were remote, so we couldn't record the show through our laptop. So it's there for you.
And by the way, there was somebody who wrote in saying, I will not use Internet Explorer. And if that's the way I have to listen to your show
yeah.
then forget it. I don't know what he's talking about because the audio archives are in MP3 format, which is completely independent of any browser.
Right.
And if you want to listen live, there's a little component you have to download. It's part of what the radio station has kind of negotiated. But this little app you download has nothing to do with a browser either. So
yeah. Hmm. Hey, you know, I'm kind of hungry. I'd like a cookie.
Okay.
I'd like a cookie.
It tastes like chicken.
How about a question about cookies?
How about a question about cookies? How about a question from a man named Fred who's in Tucson?
Before we get to Ben, who you promised we'd get to about home networking.
Right.
Fred, welcome to the computer corner.
Hello. Yeah, you got it made a mistake. It's Tucson.
Tucson.
And yes, and also when I'm getting rid of old cookies on the internet, how do I know which ones to get rid of and which ones not to?
So you want us to give you advice on how to toss your cookies?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let me think about this.
Well, first of all, do you know what a cookie is, Fred?
I'm not sure.
Cookie is... Oh,
but if you're not sure, how do you know you want to get rid of it?
Well, the cookies are different files you have, right?
Well, a cookie, do you have one of those grocery store discount shopping cards or the little thing on the keychain where you get a little bit of a discount at the grocery store?
Yes.
Okay, if I was to get that card from you that's got the barcode on the back?
Yes.
You know, is there anything on that personally identifies you? On the actual card. In other words, if I had that in my hand, could I tell it was Fred in Tucson?
Yeah, and you'd know a social security number, too.
No.
Oh.
You know how it's just like a generic thing, and it's got a barcode, and it's got some information on there?
See,
the trick is, the way the grocery stores know it's you is when you swipe it on their barcode reader.
Right.
Then the database of information that you already gave to them gets pulled up and associated with that cookie.
Hey, wait a minute. When I went and signed
up for
my card,
hang on.
I said I was Joe Blow.
Oh, my goodness. Do you understand that concept, Fred? So
yes.
It's not the cookie or the little card that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you tell the company that uses the cookie.
Okay.
So the fear with cookies is that some companies have deals with other companies so that when you gave up your information to company A, company B can get that information through that cookie because they have a backdoor deal you don't know about.
Oh, okay.
But it all comes down to what information did you give up. If you were to, as soon as you finish surfing the internet, clean off all the cookies and then go back on the internet, within minutes you'd have a bunch more cookies again. And cookies in a lot of cases do serve a very good purpose. So that, you know how like some websites you can go to them and they already know who you are and they'll sign you in and it's convenient for you?
Yes.
That's because there's a cookie on your machine that tells them who you are.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So now, the first time you wipe out all your cookies, you're going to be upset because all those cool websites that remember who Fred in Tucson was that, you know, made it real convenient for you to go in and out, now they're saying, we don't know who you are, what's your name, what's your password, and you're going, I don't even remember my password for this site.
Right, exactly. I had problems with one of them, like SmartSource, or one of them where I get coupons.
Exactly, or hot sauce for that matter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you understand the concepts?
Yes, I understand it.
So now, having said that, there are a million programs out there, but the thing is, you're going to have to be able to know what site the cookie's for, and you're going to have to know whether you want to get rid of it or not.
Or better yet, don't even worry about it. And places that you have to sign up for something to be able to get what you want, but you don't really want them to have your info, just lie to them.
Yeah, make something up. Say you're Durf from Tucson.
Or even you could say you're Ken from Phoenix.
That's Fred backwards, though. Durf. Get it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And don't put your personal, address, and certainly not your Social Security and all that stuff.
Yeah, now, I live at 1234 North Test.
Now, one little tip, though, Fred. If you're actually making a purchase online, you probably do want to give them your real address, or else somebody else is going to get a cool gift.
Okay, yeah, I want to get the gift.
Absolutely. All right, thanks. Thanks for chiming in there, Fred.
Also, I have some information for you. You said HP is America West Airlines.
Yeah, well, that's happy people. That's their code in the airline industry.
It was okay. Ken trying to be funny, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, well, ISP belongs to Islip Airport in Long Island.
Say that again?
ISP is Islip Airport in Long Island.
All right. Hey, we're two for two now on airline information. We got it covered here. Thank you, Fred. And, yes.
That was Fred from Tucson.
That was Fred from Tucson in all his glory. But you know what? He had a question that a lot of people have.
Yep.
They hear the fear of cookies. And under certain circumstances, I suppose, information could be divulged that you may not want to be divulged. But you know what? You got other areas far more important than cookies to worry about, like phishing and farming and spam and responding to spam and all those things that cause you daily grief as opposed to cookies. So.
Right. This is like some guy really concerned about the fact that his turn signal thing flashes a little bit too slow and it might not warn people quite good enough when there's 100 other dangers out on the road that, you know, might want to be a little more.
By the way,
about.
That analogy sucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's talk to Ben. How about, huh?
Hey, you got a better one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not now, because we want to talk to Ben. He's been waiting. You've got a couple machines that don't that aren't communicating?
Well, the thing is, I don't know that yet.
I see.
I am an ASU student. I live in a dorm. And it's not a cardboard box because it's a big thing.
Uh-huh.
You can hear the echo in the background.
Wow.
Most dorms don't do that.
That is true.
The only thing that it stings for is when the fire alarm goes off.
Yeah, that is not fun. So you have, how many machines do you have you want to connect?
After May 11th, it'll be two.
Okay. Well, now, you say you're in a dorm. A lot of universities now, when you're in the dorm, connect up to...
Here's a little bit of background info on Ben. He's in a dorm currently, but after May 11th, he shan't be in a dorm any longer.
I got it.
I'll be up at my house.
Gotcha.
Up in your crib.
So you want two...
It's my house.
Okay, you want two machines that are going to talk to each other and maybe share, like, an internet connection, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Real simple.
Yeah.
You want to buy...
I would like one to be in my room so that... But I don't want wires stringing across the house.
So what you want is what's called a wireless broadband router.
Okay.
Linksys is the manufacturer that we tend to use. And
just Linksys?
Linksys.
Okay.
As in Linksys, yeah.
And then please follow the instructions on how to securely set that thing up so that you don't. I don't know if you happen to catch Channel 12's. Two-part series on wireless safety. I went out with Rick DeBruhl here. We'll probably have a post on our website.
Very much. At least KTAR.
There you go. And we basically went out and showed how vulnerable. I think about one-third of the homes that we passed had a totally wide-open network.
Wow.
What's going on?
We're pretty much just kind of Joe Blow people. We're not computer geeks. No.
Well, you may want to get somebody that's fairly technical to help you set up the network. So it's not only is it set up properly, it's set up securely. So what you may want to do is you can go online, go to Linksys.com. You can see all the different products. They also have a lot of documentation. Like you can actually look at the owner's manual of the product that you're interested in buying.
What's the price range on it?
Wireless, less than $100 in most cases.
Like 50, 70, something like that?
It really depends. There's so many different options and different speeds and things like that. So it's
We're on Cox Cable, and we get about 700 throughput.
Yeah, none of that's going to come into play. This is just how you're going to safely share that connection with multiple computers. So Linksys.com. Ben, give that a shot. I think we're running out of time here. I don't want to cut you off here.
No problem.
Linksys.com, check that out. And any of there's a bazillion places to buy the product, or you can buy it online, what have you. But it's not about the product. It's about how it gets set up. So I can't stress this enough. If you don't know what you're doing, get somebody to help you that does. These things are designed to work right out of the box. You plug it in, and suddenly, voila, everybody's connected. And you think, oh, great, I'm good to go.
They err on the side of making it easy so that they don't have tech support calls. But
exactly.
It also makes it easy for anybody anywhere near you within 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 houses or driving by to get on your network as well.
Yes, and that's where the problem is. So please, please, if you have a wireless network, check out the resources we have on our website. Check out the resources the manufacturer of your product has. find somebody that understands this stuff and have them help you, because it's just too risky in this day and age to have those things wide open. It's like leaving your back door open, completely wide open.
Right, not good. Well, besides the flies.
Of your home, yeah.
And they've got kind of another idea if you don't want to think about or worry about the dangers of wireless networking, and you're not necessarily as concerned with the convenience of wireless networking. There's some new stuff out that's called powerline networking, and Linksys now makes products, along with other manufacturers, that you can plug into power outlets in your house at opposite ends and oftentimes be able to network using the existing power wires in your home.
Yes, as long as it's all on the same little circuit breaker box,
yeah,
you're good to go.
If you had sub-panels, you might have troubles.
Yeah, if you had like a room addition or a let's say a detached home.
Or a 6,000-square-foot home, maybe, that is
yeah,
nuts.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're fairly inexpensive. They're about $40 a piece. You need one on each end, and instead of wireless, you can go wired. So it's another way to do that. So, you know, we're going to have to do we've done the home networking thing, but there's so many variations.
That's next week's Geek Speak of the Week.
Is that what it is?
We just came up with it.
We should probably come up with a whole show to kind of edumacate everybody on all those options and how to be safe, how not to be safe.
You know, it's been like 3 or 4 months, and stuff's changed enough that that's probably not a bad idea.
It's time.
It's time indeed.
It's time for a break.
And time for a break and time to really quickly recaffeinate. And when we come back,
Bob, about farming.
Farming.
We're going to see a man about a farm, I guess.
Or a cow. Or a horse.
Or which one of those?
Welcome back. You know, for 25 years, he's never rolled over about fighting crime. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog.
Thanks, Joy. I got two words to make streets safer.